talking about how sweet you smell. I'll leave high, landing into your love is so perfect. I'll go to the end of the world, cause you make me feel strong. You're the one, cause our love is a perfect storm. And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. And Joseph, who am I?
Dave Licious.
You're Joseph J.
No,
Gillette.
Joseph Gillette Erdo, because I am the best a man can get. I hope our next guest hears that.
And I hope
that's still ambiguous.
It still is too ambiguous.
And we got Trisha Dishes.
No, Trish the
Dish. Trish the Dish. Eric, the Braveheart, until he thinks of something better. And Kathleen, the Beautiful.
And speaking of beautiful, we've got our next guest. I have to say, anytime I see one of her movies, I always carry a map with me in case I get lost in her eyes. Actress Sarah Paxton, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
That was corny.
Yeah, well, that's what Joseph is, cheesy.
I've been looking forward to say that to Sarah ever since I booked her.
She does have beautiful eyes.
Yes,
though.
You do.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
Yeah, and the movie is Sundown. That song that brought us into this segment, I'll Never Forget You, from the movie. It's really catchy. I've been listening to it ever since I saw the movie. And I have to say, Sarah, I really like this movie. I really am highly recommending people check this movie out.
Oh, good. Thank you. I'm glad you liked it. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, it's very funny. A great cast.
Yeah.
You, Camilla Bell, Sean Marquette, Devin Werkheiser?
Yeah.
And it's a very funny movie about high school seniors who sneak off to Puerto Vallarta during spring break while their parents are out of town, hoping to party with a high school crush. That's you. Once there, they meet a mysterious local beauty, Camilla Bell, who they believe steals a priceless family heirloom and then falls into the hands of a dangerous gangster. Just everything happens to them. And I really like this movie. People need to check this out. It's also available on video. Or no, is it on video on demand or just in theaters?
I think it's also available video on demand.
Okay. All right. And one way or the other, you've got to see this movie. I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah.
And your character, you're always, I mean, you're the pretty girl in real life, but you're always playing the pretty girl. And in this, I like they gave you a little bit of a quirk in at least one of the scenes.
Yeah, I'm not the pretty girl in this movie. I'm definitely, it starts off that way, but then you realize that my character is just a complete mess. She's just a hot mess.
Yeah, I won't say what you do to the main
character. I don't want to give the scene away, but there's a really disgusting scene where my character is insanely drunk and she's not quite the innocent beauty you thought she was.
Exactly.
It's pretty funny.
And was this filmed in Puerto Vallarta?
It was. We filmed in Puerto Vallarta and Mexico City, and it was so beautiful. It was amazing. We actually stayed in the hotel that we shot the movie in.
Oh.
So it was so hard going to work every day because I was like, all right, got to get up at 6 a.m. and shoot, which is, really fun. It's not work. But then I'm looking at, all these people drinking pina coladas, laying on the beach, frolicking around, and I'm like, oh god, this is so hard. I just want to have a margarita on the beach with them.
Did you have any time to relax there and enjoy everything?
I did. I mean, they were so generous. The production was so wonderful. When I got there, it was my birthday actually, and they threw me a huge party. We went to this amazing restaurant, and they took us dancing. And Puerto Vallarta is a really beautiful city. I really recommend people go there for vacation if they can get away, or if they're looking for a tropical destination. It was so gorgeous. I was actually filming another movie at the same time, so I had to keep leaving, which was another heartbreak because it was so nice.
Yeah, and all the different projects. We're looking at your IMDb profile here, and I mean, all the way back to Greetings from Tucson. I had the biggest crush on your character, which was named Sarah, right?
You watched that show? That's so funny.
I loved that show. I loved it.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah,
that's amazing.
Well, I liked her in Aquamarine.
I did too.
I really thought you were such a gorgeous mermaid and so cute. And I love Emma Roberts too, but I'm just, you just did such a great job in that.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, it's weird. I mean, because I was afraid to bring that and Sleepover up because you know, I'm a guy.
Right.
But I loved those movies, and I still do. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
The best a man can get.
That's what we're saying. I told him, I said, Joseph, that's very ambiguous as to how that could be said.
Now, Sarah, I see you were born in Woodland Hills. Did you grow up there, too?
I did, yes. Yeah.
Taft High School?
Rival school. I went to El Camino Real High School.
Oh, yes. I grew up around there. Of course, you're a lot younger
She's
than
me.
I am. However, I had a lot of friends at El Camino in the day. And, of course, you're right. It's a
that
rival
was the 40s.
High school. Oh, it wasn't
that
the 40s.
That is so funny.
Yeah. So, nice area, though. And do you still live in that area or L.A.?
I don't live in that area anymore. I live a little further east now, but I still live in L.A., and my family still lives out there. So, yeah. I'm in that area all the time.
What's a nice area, actually. It's west end of the valley. And, that's pretty cool. El Camino Real. I remember it well.
Mm-hmm.
That's
well,
so
we still
funny.
Have
wow.
We have family in Hagora Hills.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh my
further.
Gosh, you guys, we're all connected. We're all
from
the same area. That's so funny. No one ever knows what I'm talking about. They're like, where are you from? And I'm like, Woodland Hills. And they're like, what? And I'm like, okay, it's kind of close to Calabasas, like where the Kardashians live. And they're like, oh, okay.
Very cool. Nice area, though. Yeah.
Again, if anyone is just now joining us, we are speaking with actress Sarah Paxton. She's one of the stars of the new movie Sundown. It's in theaters this weekend. You've got to check this movie out. I was laughing hysterically while watching it. So much fun. It's got passion in it as well, passion and heart. I really like the character's motivations and just the story that it tells and just the energy. I mean, you could tell the song that brought us into this. I mean, you've got so many DJs in this movie, right?
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, Paul Oakenfold, and he was the music producer as well, so he did all the music, and the soundtrack, I believe, is number one in Mexico right now for like 2 weeks in a row.
Wow.
And Steve Aoki, I mean, that was pretty amazing.
Wow.
He had a real concert. He was in the movie, and we filmed a concert, but he also had a real concert in Puerto Vallarta, and we were there, and he threw a cake in my face. I guess that's like part of his thing is he like picks someone from the audience like
cake
in their face.
They did that in the movie.
Yeah, and I got picked and I had a full blown cake in my face.
Wow. Well, it is
how
such
can anybody do that to that beautiful face? That's all I can say. I'm sorry, but I just like Joseph said, I mean, you're just gorgeous.
Oh, thank you so much.
As I'm looking at your pictures, I'm just like, wow.
I know, she's never heard that before.
I know. From me, it's genuine and not from a sexual perspective.
Well,
for
me either. I think she's very talented.
But what I'm saying, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Is it's just this. It's just this, you just have these gorgeous eyes, and you're just such a beautiful person inside as well as
it radiates inner beauty, outer beauty.
And she, you know, you are so talented because some of my favorite movies of yours are the horror movies. The Innkeepers, I thought was an excellent movie, and Shark Night 3D. That was a lot of fun.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are so nice. Thank you so much.
I know Shark Night 3D was one of Greg's favorite.
Yeah. And you know, and Eric and I, we both agree that this other film of yours was excellent. It was actually on my best list a couple years ago.
You talking about the Sundown?
Cheap Thrills.
Cheap Thrills. Yeah,
oh,
I love that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Cheap Thrills. Now that had to be a really disturbing movie to film.
Oh, it was. It was. There were a lot of times where I actually requested not to be in the room during the scenes because it was. It was just too much. Spoiler alert, if you haven't seen the movie, there's a scene where the main characters have to eat something really gross.
Is that the one with David Koechner?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, good movie.
So funny and amazing. And I requested if I could just not be in the room when they were eating the gross thing because everyone was like gagging and they had barf bags like next to them and I just couldn't do it. It was too much. So, it was kind of a tough movie to make.
Yeah, people do that. I think that Cheap Thrills and all that's kind of like made people do weird things online. People are always doing like truth or dare videos and stuff lately. So
yeah, well, I think the movie is sort of, commenting mm-hmm. on that sort of behavior that's become so popular now. Kind of how far would you go? What would you do for fame or money or whatever? So kind of hinting, poking at that a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. And so what else do you have coming out? Of course, Sundown is in theaters this weekend. Anything else that you can share with us that you're working on or this
coming out? Yeah, absolutely. I'm actually working on a show right now. It's on the TNT network, and it's called Murder in the First, and it's with the actor Taye Diggs. And I'm a new character this season, which I believe premieres June 19th. And that's really fun. I've been working on it this new season. And it's a great show. It's kind of like a crime anthology show. It's one of those shows where it's one murder, and they do the entire season to solve the one murder.
Oh,
nice. And I'm the prime suspect. So very exciting stuff.
Wow. I mean, see, and you're getting these really good roles, too, really meaty roles.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun. It's exciting. I'm glad that I get to sort of do a lot of different stuff all the time. So that's really fun. And I also just finished working on the Twin Peaks reboot.
Oh,
so
excellent.
I can't talk about that at all. But I just finished working with David Lynch, and that was incredible.
Oh, I'm very much looking forward to Twin Peaks. That's you know, we were just talking about Roots, and you know, another iconic thing is Twin Peaks. So, you know, all these projects. And again, Sundown is such a great film, a lot of fun. And right, Eric? Eric saw it as well.
I actually did view the screener this time, Joseph.
Yeah. So sometimes Eric doesn't do his homework, but I always do.
I'm not a film critic. I don't sit there all day watching movies.
Right. Well, you know, you can give me any movie.
Yeah, but you like to watch Beautiful Women.
Oh, sure.
You can give me any movie with Sarah Paxton, and I would watch it, you know. And do you have a boyfriend, Sarah?
What the heck?
I'm sorry.
Okay, all right.
Well, don't be sorry.
But you could
you
put
should
you,
be happy.
Can we put you on Joseph's waiting list?
No, it's so
funny. I'd be on her waiting list.
It's a mile long, by the way.
Yeah.
Right. Well, Sarah, you are very talented.
I think it's called his wish list, not his waiting list.
No, he's waiting.
Oh, he's waiting. Okay.
Thank you for playing along with us and being such a good sport. And really, you are talented.
Of course.
And we really do appreciate you here at Breakthrough Entertainment.
And go El Camino.
Whoa. You're voting against your alma mater?
Sure, why not? I had a lot of friends at El Camino.
Okay.
That was a long time
long
ago.
Long ago.
Sarah Paxton.
It was in 1800s.
Yay, Woodland Hills. That's what I'll say.
Sarah Paxton, thank you so much for joining us. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thanks so much for having me, you guys.
Thank you.
Have a good
day. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. You know, that's
worth the wait.
Yes, one of my favorite things. I was talking to someone the other day, and they were saying, you know, like, oh, that must be fun. And I said,
be fun?
Talking to celebrities and stuff like that, and you know, being on the radio. And I said, well, they said, are you professional? See, I'm still all like, nervous.
Yeah, he's still a jitter from talking to Sarah.
I said, my favorite part is that I get to talk to these celebrities, and I get to flirt with the celebrities. I can't even flirt with women in real life, but I get to flirt with like Sarah Paxton.
Like,
I didn't get anywhere, but how many people
can
say that they did that whole map, get lost in your eyes pickup line on Sarah
Paxton? Hey, that was a good one.
Yeah,
I'm
hoping that was the first
that
one.
That was a good one?
Yeah.
Yeah, lost in the eyes.
If we saw her, if we had like the screen,
she
I would,
does have gorgeous.
Well, you could have said something else that rhymes, but I'm not going to say.
If we would have saw that, if we had her like on a monitor here, I would have said, Sarah.
I knew what you meant.
Is that something in your eye? Let me see. Can you look in the camera? Is that something in your eye? Oh, never mind. It's just a sparkle.
Wow, you're good at this.
Yeah, I'm good.
Doesn't work, but you're good at this.
The best a man can get.
We got to make a commercial about you.
I'm sorry. You know, the
Joseph J. Arrow, the best.
The other night, I was thinking, after I booked this interview, I was thinking of all the ways that I appreciate Sarah Paxton, and I was looking up at the night sky at all the stars, and counting each star, I gave a reason why I appreciate Sarah Paxton, and then I ran out of stars.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh!
You should have said that.
You
should have said that.
Really? They just discovered 1,000 new planets.
That's okay.
They did?
There's plenty.
100 or 1,000, I don't remember.
Really? Where are they located?
In the sky.
Oh.
Yeah. Hopefully she listens.
In this galaxy or the next?
Hopefully she listens after the fact. And
okay.
Yeah.
Let's get our guest on. Who?
Hello there, mate. What's going on there?
Is this Tim Dormer?
Oh, no. This is Greg.
Oh, how you doing, Greg?
Hey, nothing much there, hey? What's up? You guys talking great movies there.
Yeah, have you seen any great movies down under?
Oh, I saw one that I wasn't that impressed with. I saw this movie called The Green Room. Oh, my God, it wasn't good.
Is he from down under or Great Britain?
Oh, I smoke a little Darby on there.
Wow. Mnemonics in action.
Now, here's the biggest question of your life. What's your favorite station and favorite show on the radio?
Breakthrough Entertainment. Hey, I love working radio.
Ladies and gentlemen.
You're now a member of the family, Raul.
Thanks for calling, Raul. Have a great
weekend. Feels good breaking through. See you later.
All right.
Take care. Well, let's take a quick break, and then we'll come back with some more movie reviews. This is another song from Sundown. Paul Oaken. This is Back to You from Sundown. This is a very beautiful song.
You're still in the afterglow.
How come it says unknown?
Sarah.
I am.
What? How come you wrote unknown?
Because it's a story I'll tell you off the air.
I see.
Yeah, but it is a very good song. I think it's called Back to You.
And Back to Me, ladies and gentlemen. Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back.
I love this song.
If I will make it back to you.